Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 11 of the picks. Last week, Heather, the only one to pick Oregon, 4-3. She's 45-25. I'm 10 games back at 500. John Jansen is in dead last. I will spare you reading the record out loud. Let's go to the first game, Greg.
All right, number 5, Texas, a 21.5-point favorite hosting the Florida Gators. Jim.
Gators have been hanging tough. Texas has been underwhelming lately, and the line's at 21.5 to hook a bunch of suckers in. But I'm saying hook them. Give me Texas off a bye to roll.
Oh, called yourself a sucker?
No, they want to get Florida money. You go ahead and do what you got to do.
I'm going to be the sucker.
Suckers.
Remember that? It was like 3 years ago. Florida has hung around. Why wouldn't they continue to hang around? Is Napier safe now? So they're just going to mail it in for the season? They still got a chance to make a bowl game. This is a lot of points. And you said it, Jim, a couple days ago. How good is Texas?
So the vote of confidence from administration for Napier, I get it. The fan base not really excited about it. However, Texas coming off a bye, they have been somewhat underwhelming. I think this is a statement game for them. Even though Florida is a 500 team, they have played tough. I think Texas takes them to the woodshed and just drops the hammer. Give me Texas.
I'm also going with the Longhorns. My reason is that when I heard Longhorns, it reminds me of Long Necks, and Land Before Time was one of my favorite movies. So I'm going with Texas.
Long Necks is Land Before Time, not
yes.
Long Neck. Like beer? Like bottle?
No, they're long necks. The dinosaur. Anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Heather, 6-year-old Greg Hargrave's favorite movie was also
was
Land
really?
Before Time.
What?
Yes. I don't remember Long Necks.
Never
neck.
Seen
I remember Little
You've never seen Land Before Time? Well,
no.
John.
About a recruiting class older than us. Not going to fit. Florida, cool with Billy Napier hanging around, and we all forget how good Texas is. Longhorns.
Oh, boy.
Number 2, Georgia travels to the Grove to take on number 16, Mississippi. Bulldogs are favored by 2.5. Gov.
I'm going to steal your thunder here a little bit.
Fine. Go for it.
But I'm going to call him. This is going to be the name I have for him. And there's a Brian Chapman tie to him. But Deep South James Franklin, a.k.a. Lane Kiffin, he just doesn't win big games. Okay. They're like destined for 3-4 loss seasons as long as he's coached for the rest of eternity. Georgia is fighting and surging to get into the playoff. Give me the Bulldogs.
Yep. Same thing here. Georgia scrapping and clawing. They're fighting for their lives. I think Georgia Kirby Smart is going to have them ready to roll.
I'm on the same page as you guys, going with Georgia.
Copycat.
Sounds like people are gun shy of picking SEC Penn State in a big spot after actual Penn State came up short in a big spot. Perfect. I'll take them. Georgia still charging the super weapon, Rebs. Jim.
To put some numbers on it, Lane Kiffin is 3-15 against the top 10. He's James Franklin. Mm-hmm. And since coming to Ole Miss, he's 0-5 against Bama and Georgia with some ugly games. You're right, I am gun shy. I am not taking Ole Miss. Give me the Bulldogs.
Number 11, Alabama is a 2.5-point favorite heading to Baton Rouge to take on number 14, LSU. Let's start with John.
I think the athletes at Alabama are greater than the athletes at LSU, and you've got some great ones on both sides. LSU has the better offensive line, but I just, Alabama fighting for their lives. Same, there's a lot of fighting for their lives this weekend, a lot of big-time matchups. It's going to be a fun weekend. Give me Alabama.
This is a tough one for me, and I was originally, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I was going to choose LSU, and then I saw the article that they're going to have a live tiger on their sideline. They haven't done that since 2015.
Oh, they got the approval from Governor and PETA?
It sounds like it. Well, no, PETA's against it, and I kind of am too.
Really?
I just don't see the point.
Then why are you picking them?
I haven't decided yet, oh. I said I was originally going to pick LSU, but this is like, do I pick it because that's kind of cool and people are going to be fired up, or do I pick it because I kind of don't like it?
It's cruel.
I'll go with Alabama.
Will they have a live elephant on the sideline or no?
That would be awesome.
Sorry.
Home field at night is the difference here. Go Tigers. Jim.
Death Valley at night, off a loss. Season on the line. Bama, off a bye. Better coach. Season on the line. This is great theater. I think there's going to be a ton of points in this game. I am taking the live Tiger. Ah! I am taking LSU in a bounce back spot.
Jim had said pre-show, this is the toughest game to pick this week. I agree. It's just so hard to pick this game.
Yeah.
So a guy that I really like as an analyst that was let go by ESPN is David Pollack. And he still does a podcast. So I looked to go see what he picked. And he picked Alabama. And he thinks they're going to win easy. I'm going to go with that. And I'm going to take the Tide.
Okay. Michigan's baton death march of a season continues in Bloomington against Indiana, where the Hoosiers are favored by 13.5. Heather?
I'm going with Indiana. No reason.
I've got a reason for you, Heather. There is a Captain Janeway statue in Bloomington denoting the future birthplace of the legendary starship captain from Star Trek Voyager, Indiana.
Where is this statue?
In Bloomington, specifically. I believe it's on the south end of town.
John, are you going to stop by and see it?
If anybody there knows what it is, sure.
My turn?
We're good.
They don't call them Lose-Deanna. It's Windiana.
Oh, come on. I hate this.
And they've used it on social media. It's a thing. Windiana rolls up another big number. Just another bad team on the schedule this week.
I'm going with Indiana here. I think this might be the week that Michigan, where the wall truly breaks on them. They kind of just kept it to where it was respectable with Texas in the final score. And Oregon last week, they've kind of just made it look better than it really is. And I think Cignetti is going to take full advantage of a wounded animal here, and they might win by 4 scores.
Cignetti is cut from the same cloth as Dan Lanning. When he has a chance to hammer you, he is going to hammer you. The strength for Indiana, passing game. I think one of the weaknesses for Michigan is pass defense. It's been underwhelming, to say the least. And so I'm going to take Indiana. I think 14.5 might be low.
Now for Sunday football, 49ers travel to Tampa, laying 6.5 to the Bucks. Bucks played up in a loss last week. San Francisco had the bye. I'll take the Niners in this spot. Jim.
Yeah, off a bye. Tampa with a short week. This is Niners in a gotta-have-it spot.
Everybody continues to disrespect Tampa, and this is a lot of points when a team's at home, and they've got the injuries, and then they're coming off the short week and all that, but they've shown so much resiliency this year. And the reason I'm going to go with them is that in the last 10 games for the Niners, the game's gone over 7 of the 10. In Tampa's last 6, it's gone over. It's going to be a high-scoring but close game. Niners win, but Bucks cover.
I didn't think there was any chance they could be even in the game in Kansas City. And I think Baker Mayfield is one of the best competitors in all of the NFL, except he's going to be throwing the ball. He can't catch it. He can't run it. He can't block. I don't know that they're going to be able to be competitive at other positions. So, and especially if Christian McCaffrey's back, which is a big question mark, give me the Niners.
Giselle with the analysis there. Heather.
I'm going with the Bucks.
He can't throw the ball and catch it too? That's what she said after the Super Bowl.
I see a lot of these jokes I usually get 5 or 6 minutes later.
7-2 Commanders are 2.5-point home favorites against the 6-2 Steelers. Let's start with Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders in this spot. Under a field goal, they're the better team.
Gov.
I'm going Steelers off the bye. I think they get their offense a little more fine-tuned. They're the better defensive team, and I think they'll win and cover.
I'm going to go with the home team. I think playing there, and I know having received some correspondence from them, it's going to be a sellout. It hasn't been a sellout for the Commanders in some time. The juices are flowing. I think Jaden Daniels is having a great season. He's going to continue that. And the Steelers, I just don't trust the offense to be that consistent. So give me the Commanders.
Give me the Commanders as well.
Copycat.
This race in Washington is too close to call, so I will take the Steelers and the points. The Detroit Lions taking down the Houston Texans at NRG Stadium on Sunday Night Football. Lions are 3.5-point favorites on the road. Gov.
All right. I went deep into the trenches here for some stats. The Lions are 3-0 in a central time zone this year. They've been on the central time zone warpath this season. They will continue that. They're also 9-2 in their last 11 in the central time zone. Give me the Lions.
Lions are the better team. They win. And I don't even think it's a question. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions are going to destroy them. Oh, give me the Lions.
God.
With Hutch out, I can't make my Aiden Hutchinson versus CJ Stroud joke. That won't faze me because nothing fazes this team. Lions.
Texans extra rest off a loss. They're back home.
Is this the one?
This is the best QB Detroit has faced post Hutch. And none of it matters. Nothing phases the Detroit Lions. Houston has a porous run defense. Sonic, Knuckles, Sonic, Lions, roll. And those are the picks. It's 97.1.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.